Mr. Tony Bennett, Antonio Benedetto. This is a walking human miracle among us, because his whole everything is dedicated to bringing beauty to the world. I mean, as an artist, you know, when he sings those songs and the way he sings them, unless you're cold-hearted, he'll touch you with that sincerity that he exudes when he sings. He asked me to play on one of his CDs. It was mm-hmm. a Christmas type of record. And when he invited me, I said, you know, Tony, I don't read music, because I don't read music. And he said, I don't have to worry about reading music. He said Louis Armstrong didn't read music. He said, Errol Garner didn't read music. And I said, okay, but there's the charts and all that. He said, just play. I want you to be like Count Basie, because we're going to do a Christmas album with the Count Basie Orchestra. You know what to do. I said, I think I do. Mm-hmm. When he sings, the good life, he's talking about the truth.
When you can hear the passion in the music, it just seems so much brighter.
I think that's the main point. When you're doing this music, you know, you put your heart and your soul into it with a minimum of complications and tricks, and just singing from your heart, you know. And Billie Holiday sang from her heart, and she didn't have a great voice. She was a great expressionist, you know. And in jazz, this word that we've come up with, it means just be soulful. Mm-hmm. Express yourself, whatever you're doing, you know, make it feel good. That's what I try to do. And when you mentioned Nat King Cole, that's one of my big heroes, because when I was a kid in my house, I heard my mother's record collection, and she had a bunch of Nat Cole records singing the beautiful romantic song like Mona Lisa. And from I was very, very young, I was going around trying to imitate Nat King Cole singing Mona Lisa, you know, or Nature Boy or the Christmas song. So, and I saw Nat on stage when he came to Kingston, Jamaica, and I never realized he was a piano player. I never realized it, and I saw him sit at the piano and just, as we like to say, whipped it up like you wouldn't believe. He was swinging, and he was fleet on the keys, and he was so graceful. And then came this voice that was like melting caramel. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And everything about Nat King Cole is like just incredible for me.
Dr. Billy Taylor, I know that you dedicated your first live CD to him.
Billy was just a prince of a man. Being an incredible pianist who was there with Art Tatum, he used to talk about being at those piano playhouses, they called it, up in Harlem, where Fats Waller was there as a young fella, you know. And he just ate up the whole idea of playing the piano in a context where the piano was the orchestra, in the jazz way, where swinging, your left hand is the bass and the drums and the chords and the harmony. On the right, you're playing all this other stuff, and you put it together in the tradition of James B. Johnson and take it to the modern age. Billy was one of the great piano players, and such dignity and integrity about the whole world we live in that some people don't understand is a very dignified form of expression. Because, you know, the word jazz was a suspicious word in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the highbrow guys out there doing this great music, but the tendency was to look down on the jazz artists. But people like Billy brought respect to this thing.